Welcome back, everybody. Alan Becker here, and you are watching Flash Tutorials with Alan Becker. So, I got a request for how to make backgrounds. So, here's a portion of my If Water Had Eyes animation where there's a lot of background going on. This is going off of a waterfall. Falling down like that. So, I'm just gonna go over how to make detailed looking backgrounds like this, and how to make other backgrounds as well. So, everything here is on a different layer. This mountain and that mountain and that mountain and these trees and those clouds are all on different layers so as to make a 3D effect. So let's just get to it. So I don't know how many people want to make mountains as backgrounds, but this technique is useful for any type of background. So what you do is you take your pencil tool and you draw a mountain. So I'm using a tablet, so it makes it a little bit easier, but just make it jaggedy. And then when you reach the edge, just go around and then make sure you can do that so that you can fill it in. So let's take the paint bucket and get a generally green color, and let's make it a little bit duller because real life isn't always going to be neon green bright. So then we take our pencil tool and then we divide this up further. So let's say I want to add some shadow to it. So I take the pencil tool and I draw where I want the shadow of this mountain to be. Just make it jaggedy, and I'm just kind of drawing out where the highlight actually of the mountain is. So once I do that, I take my selection tool and select this part and just drag this a little color thing down, and it's easy as that. I have a shadow. So now we just want to add maybe some polar ice caps. So I go up here, do that, maybe I add a little bit, some extra snow here and some snow here, maybe some here. Alright, so now we take our selection tool again and then we hold down shift and select all our areas that are this color green. Actually, I might as well select this part too. So we want to change them to a bluish white. We don't want to make it completely white so that we can distinguish it from the background. Then we take our shadowy ones and then just drop it down here. Make sure it's a good level of gray, not too chromatic and not too gray. So here we go, this is good. It's looking good so far, especially with the shadow. So now we take our pencil tool, you can press the Y key on your keyboard, and we just add some further detail. So just make some jagged shapes and make sure they follow the line of the mountain. So if I was doing like this, it wouldn't look realistic because it's not following the shape of the mountain. So I want to follow that line that goes up the side of the mountain. Just make some jaggedy shapes. Maybe some darker darks here. Yeah. Some other darks. Okay, now we just go in and alter the colors slightly so that we get some differentiation. So I go here and I just move it maybe like up, make it a little lighter, make this a little bit darker or something. Yeah, or maybe lighter, I don't know. Yeah, just very slightly. And then make this one like a little darker. This one can be darker. This one can be darker. And darker and even darker. Alright, So now that we have all of this detail, all we do is get rid of the lines. And the easiest way to do that is to select everything, go to our line color, stroke color, and then select no fill. And bam, we have our mountain. Now we can just turn it into a symbol and move it around as we want. Mountain. Woohoo. Okay. So now that's how you make a mountain, and if you want to make any other kind of landscapes like that or anything that has kind of shading like that, that's how you do it. You draw pencils, draw with the pencil, fill it in, and then get rid of the lines. That's probably the easiest way that I can think of. So next, how to make a sky. So let's make a new layer and hide this one. And the easiest way to make sky is to take the rectangle tool and then just draw a rectangle here. Now we take the color here, go up here, and then choose linear gradient. Looks like I already have my colors selected, so I'm just gonna reset them so that we can get a good idea what to do. So we press the F key, and then we take this rotation handle thing and then rotate it until it looks like that, and then we drag it down so that it matches our square. We can also drag this here so that it's more even. Okay, so now we just choose our colors. So for the top color, we want the top to be darker, because when you look at a sky, the stuff lower is brighter because it's more aligned with the horizon and there's more oxygen or molecules of air to go through, so it looks brighter. So up higher it should be a darkish blue, maybe, and more cyan. So here we can just choose white if you want, or you can take the or you can pick a color here and then just get rid of this one by dragging it off, and then you have a generally brighter white or brighter blue. So that's a good sky. So we can convert that to a symbol if we want. Sure, why not? Sky. Okay. And now we want to make our clouds. So let's make a new layer and lock this layer. And we take our pencil tool, and the general pattern for clouds that I use is bubbly at the top, straight at the bottom. Something like this. Like that, only a lot more complicated. So I make a lot of small bubbles in a big bubble shape, and then kind of just do that. So you can do whatever you want. And just have fun, I guess. Make some happy little clouds. Then we take our pencil or paint bucket tool and fill in these clouds. We want to have a radial gradient. Make sure that lock fill is turned off, otherwise it will paint a huge gradient that covers the entire screen and you won't be able to edit it very easily. So do that. You want to click where around the bottom middle, so that the gradient center is around the middle. So we take this color and we press F, and now we want to take this gradient, move it in and out. Okay, so we have the wrong colors, so I probably should have just done one cloud and then copied the color to the rest of them, so I'll probably do that anyway. What we want, if we look at our clouds here, is something generally white on the outside and purplish blue on the bottom side. That's usually what clouds look like. Maybe not this bright, but we could do something. So maybe for now we can just reverse these colors like that. Make sure there's a white on the outside and a dark blue on the inside. Let's raise this up so that it's a little bit more purple. Yeah, like that. And it can be a little lighter, I think. So, that looks good. Now all we have to do is take our eyedropper by pressing I, clicking that, and then clicking here. Oh, that didn't work. So let's take off lock fill again, and do that, and then do it again. So now we just take this, press F, and then shrink it, make it bigger, drop it down, shrink it, make it bigger, drop it up. And then all we do is select all, and then change the stroke to no stroke. And we have our clouds. Easy as that. Yeah. Okay, so I'm assuming that people will want to eventually have a cityscape, some kind of thing with buildings in it, so I'm going to go through that really quickly. Let's take away our clouds and add a new layer. So, when making backgrounds, it's important to understand the principle of atmospheric perspective. If you look here, then you'll notice that the things that are in front generally have a brighter color, and the things in back are generally cooler. And at the same time, it's also more hazy. So things in front are more, there's more contrast, things in back more hazy, or less contrast. So with buildings, the ones in front are generally going to be darker, while the ones in back are going to be lighter. So we want to mimic that. So we first create our first layer of buildings. If I take the pencil tool and just make some building type shapes, just geometric whatevers like that. And then go around like that. And then we fill it in, maybe a light gray. Yeah. Then we go on top of that with a new layer of darker buildings that are also bigger, slightly bigger. So make them maybe taller and bigger and wider. Then we go around again, fill it in with a darker gray. So I'm going to press K for the fill-in tool and do that. Okay, so now we just select all and then no stroke. And we have our layers of buildings. So if we select this one, make it city 1, select this one, make it city 2, then we can make a simple pan from left to right. Where is our sky? Where we have one move that way, and this one move just a little bit, and then yeah, it'll look like a real city. Anyway, yeah, and if you want to make a building, like one building that has a bunch of windows and stuff, there's a simple technique to getting all those windows fast. So maybe I will lock these. And then, okay, so you take your rectangle tool and you just make a building. And maybe I'll turn on this stroke. So I'll delete this and then redo that. I will also delete the fill. So let's take a rectangle tool, get rid of the fill, and then just make a window. So we have one window, and we take our selection tool, double click the square, and then hold down Alt while dragging it, and that will make a copy. Okay, so we want to make a ton of windows. We could draw each one individually, or we could do this where we hold down Alt and do that, and then select, hold down Alt, do that, select, hold down Alt, do that, and then move this a little, and then hold down Alt, do that, hold down Alt, do that. Okay, now all we do is same thing downwards, where we just multiply itself. I guess the tricky part comes in the alignment of it. So yeah. Maybe when we go down here we don't want as many, so let's just select this, hold down Alt, and go down. So we have a simple building, and it looks pretty decent. So now we just take our fill tool and fill in around the windows. So you can fill in the windows underneath pretty easily. Let's just convert this to a symbol first, so that it doesn't interfere with what we put underneath it. Building, spelled wrong. Okay, if we select all and then deselect the building by holding on shift and clicking, get rid of the lines. So we can take a simple rectangle tool and make it dark, and then just make a square, and then we have our building, or we have the windows, the color of the windows. What we could do if we wanted is to give it like a gradient, and then kind of make the reflection of the outside. If we hold, press F, rotate around, move it up, and then add like a dark blue, dark blue here, light blue here, and then like gray or black and gray, like that. Then we can kind of get more of a effect of a reflection, and we can gray it down if we want, make it more like, yeah, like the windows are dirty or something. So yeah, it's a simple way to make a building. Yep. So that is how you make a building. Buildings behind it. A cloud. And a mountain. So it's just taking the pencil tool and making shapes on an already filled object, selecting those colors, and then altering the colors to add variation. Yeah, you can also use reference photos to help you with the line shapes and also the colors. So yeah, that is all I have about backgrounds. Thank you for watching, and I will see you guys later.